Shalom to everybody. You could look at the share screen. We're doing continuing in Rav Kook's commentary, Masachet Shabbat, in Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph. It's Perek Hey, paragraph Lamed Vav. And although the koteret, the headline, might look a little familiar, we once spoke about the advantages of reaping the benefits of suffering. Today is a totally different direction. And the Gemara reads as follows. Amar Rabbi Ami, Ein mita bilo chet. There is no dying without sin. And we all know that we live in the world after the sin of Adam and Eve. And accordingly, we all die. Every person makes mistakes. The word chet literally means a mistake. We all make mistakes, so we all die. Dichtiv, as the pasuk writes, hanefesh hachotet hi tamut. And Rashi explains that without sin, there is no death. And then the Gemara continues, Ve'en yisurim belo avon. And there's no suffering without avon. Avon is, and that's the main point here, it's a avira b'mezid. It's when you do something on purpose. Rebelling against God. Now, I would have thought that, and that's the big question of the night, I definitely would have thought that rebellious sin is a lot more serious than an accidental sin. So, accordingly, the punishment should be that much greater.
Maybe it is.
On the other hand, well, right, maybe it is. That's going to be the surprise here. But the hava mina, at first glance, dying seems worse than suffering. So, if you do an accidental sin, why do you die? And on the other hand, if it says that if you suffer, well, that comes from a rebellious sin. En yisurin b'lo avon, dechtivu fakadati b'shevet pisham u'benegaim avonam. And Rashi explains that there is no such thing as suffering without that rebellious avira b'mezid. Okay, so to summarize the question, why does an accidental sin bring seemingly a more serious punishment? Death is more serious than suffering. Rav Kook writes as follows. Sidrei ha-yitzurim shenichkeku me'itzur kol olamim baruch hu. Here you know that Hashem has a lot of different names, and it's not an accident that Rav Kook uses the name Tzur from the word yitzur. That when God created the world, He is the one who was chokek into the tzur. Chokek is literally to chisel in to the mountain, to chisel in the laws of this world. Hu liyot mosifim veholchim b'shleimutam. That the way of the world is, as we've seen, I think, every single shiur over the last 14 years together, the idea of constant improvement, evolution. The way of the world is constantly evolving. And just as all of the creation is based on evolution, and man's life is based on evolution, the individual is constantly learning from his mistakes, mankind is constantly improving, the cell phones and sports records are constantly improving, and that is built in, that is chiseled into the essence of the world, that we are at a certain level, and we want to and should be and can achieve a higher level. V'chevan shehem magi'im l'madregat ha'adam. Now this is true regarding amoebas, and it's true regarding monkeys. So how much more so is it true regarding human beings? Because we have free will. Ha'bocher ha'chofshi b'midah yedua. Right? Mankind can choose not to evolve over millions of years, but to change every day. To take every Yom Kippur or Yom Kippur Katan or Chodesh Elul, and instead of just evolving this at this rate, to evolve much quicker. That's what free will is about. So if all of the creatures evolve slowly, mankind, we can choose to evolve at whatever pace we want. By the way, we can evolve even slower than nature also, because that's mankind. Is our free will is so strong, we can overcome even nature. And we've learned together that Rav Kook writes about how it's the most natural thing in the world to eat. A human being can do a diet, can overcome that nature when he wants to. The nature is to sleep, but if you want to meet a deadline, or you have to finish a paper or something like that, you can overcome sleep, right? Through coffee, caffeine, right? Calisthenics, right? Getting your adrenaline running. In other words, man, because we have free will, our evolution is a lot more complex and is meant to be used that we can evolve. We don't need millions or billions of years to change, right? We can change like that. And we know that we can, right? As Rav Kook writes in Rota Tshuva, just think right now, yeah, I'd like to improve. That is as perfect as a person can get. The strive for perfection, that is perfection. Okay? Hinei mitchilat shalshelet hamadregot la'alot lefi ilui hamusari. So when man, the most important thing of improvement regarding man and our free will is regarding our ethical and moral and godliness. And it's all based on our free will. Shua kuach hamerkazi bashlamato, or the main point of man in terms of improvement, is how ethical you are, how moral you are, how godly you are. Alken, therefore, ima ma'amad musari lo nigmar bichlaluto. Say a person has not achieved perfection. And we know that we never will achieve perfection, right? Again, the strive for perfection, that's as perfect as we can get. So that means that we need an outside factor in order to reach that perfection. You can all see where Rav Kook is going. That's what death is about. Where when a person dies, remember Adam and Chava, Adam and Eve were not supposed to die. But because of their sins, we need that time period of Olam HaNeshamot, of Olam Haba, that after we die, we have to undergo this spiritual, moral seminar for at least 12 months. And only then, eventually, we will come back into our bodies in this world. That's Tchiyat HaMetim. That's the final stage, okay? But because we all need that extra perfection, so we need to die. And that's why it's built in. The fact that man makes mistakes, even if it's not a rebellious avon, just a mistake in chet, inevitably we need to die. That's where we're at. That's the world that we're in. Velo ba ad otam madrega hashleima she'in achet nimtzaima. Because inevitably, you, I, none of us have ever achieved that level of not doing accidental sins. And like Gershon said, it turns out that death is not worse than suffering. Because death is just a necessity. It's not like you always have to remember, and we've seen this many times, that when Hashem punishes, it's not like, you know, he gives you, makes you stand in the corner, right? Or when he gives you a reward, it's not like a gold star that has nothing to do with your behavior, right? Schar mitzvah mitzvah uschar avera avera. That the real reward is that you become a better person. You have another opportunity to be on a higher level. And the punishment is that we need to undergo that much more education. So areya mitam uchrachad lo leman shichlula shel yetzira ha'olechet u'mitkademet. Because as the world is improving, part of the way is that it's improving is that we need that period of heaven, of death. Ad bo'al amgama shel amenucha, until we reach that level in Olam HaNeshamot, in the world to come, where we're not bogged down by the physical desires and physical world and physical distractions, and we don't need to sleep and eat and work and etc.
מציאות האדם השלם בתכלית המוסר היותר זך ועויון שהחית לא נמצא בו.
Right? We cannot achieve that in this world. And therefore, inevitably, we're all going to die.
Hayurida.
Yeah?
But if in this world, we have a choice of what to do, and the next world, we have no choice. So, if it's not us that are deciding to be better in the next world, so why?
How is that an improvement? Yeah. It's not we who are doing it, right? So the answer is that the Ramchal writes about this in Derech Hashem, that a person's rate of improvement in the world to come is based on his rate of improvement in this world. So that after a person dies, one person improves like this, slowly, the other like this, the other like this. And wherever you finish off in this world, at your rate of improvement, that's what your improvement is going to be. In other words, so you're right, in the world to come, it's not dependent on our free will, but the rate is dependent on our free will in this world.
Okay?
By the way, it's worth it to point out, the Ramchal there in Derech Hashem points out that there have to be two worlds because there are two contradicting pleasures. And that's really what Eli is touching on. There is the pleasure in this world of having free will, where we are godly. We can be like God and choose to succeed, or we can choose to fail, right? So that we have free will just like God. Nobody else has that free will. On the other hand, the world to come is described as a world where there is no free will, that tzaddikim, they just sit back and enjoy the ziv hashchinah, the pleasure of being with God, where they can't be godly because everything is fine there, right? There's no need to give. And the main midah of godliness is to be altruistic, to be giving. So, the famous story of the Vilna Gaon, who, as he was on his deathbed, his students saw he was crying. And they asked him, "Why are you crying? Hurry, you're going straight to heaven." And the Vilna Gaon said, "Well, even in heaven, I'm going to miss the pleasure of being able to take a half a shekel and buy a candy for a child and make him happy. Because in the world to come, Hashem does everything." Right? But, okay, so that's why we need, because we make mistakes and we choose wrong sometimes in this world, we need that period of improvement in the world to come. So that's why we all die.
Hayirida musarit mitzad she'adayin lo ba shichlu le'enoshi le'ota madriga elyona she'en achet nimtza ima,
because we haven't and we cannot in this world achieve that level,
lo takir shum avon shel mezid,
and that is why we don't necessarily have to know any kind of rebellion. A person can pass through this world and not rebel against God and not do any averod b'mezid.
She'en anachnu asukim b'pitrona she'ila shel tzorech hamita be'esek shel inyanim mikriim she'bechayim amusarim shel ha'adam ki im b'mamado ha'nishpal ha'klali shelo hu ramadayin lakir klal et romamutam shel ha'chayim ha'meshulalim ligamrei minachet.
But our topic here regarding this world is that there do not have to be mezids, but there do have to be shogegs. Right? There are, inevitably, we do sometimes make mistakes. And that's why we need to die.
Al ken rak ha-chet yisovev ha-mita, ve'en mita b'lo chet.
And that's what Chazal mean when they say that there is no death without making mistakes, because we all make mistakes, and we all need that period of the world to come. Paragraph bet.
Omnam, kishem she'achochma ha'elohit mifaleset et nativ hanhagata ha'elyona
biyachas lichlaluta shel shalshelet hayetzira. Just like as we've been talking until now, that Hashem created and runs this world in a way that it deals with that there is a necessity for death. Keni madrechet or madricha, we would say today, et hachayim hapratim al piota madrega shen kvar ru'uyim la kol echad kefi ma'alato. Right? Hashem relates to each and every individual's free will according to his level. Shiyu nishmarim me'ra'ot sheyesh bi'adam kvar lizaher mehen b'ma'aracha ha'musarit. A person, a normal person, who has a normal education, he knows what's good, he knows what's bad, there's no reason why he should rebel and do avirot b'mezid. Otan hara'ot, those bad things that we know, we already passed that level, we already know what's good and what's bad. She'akoach ha'musari kvar yesh bi'ado oz la'kir et gnutan, and we have the self-discipline to overcome those negative things. Lo titzarech hamita lavol takanatan. Again, we already passed that level. Hi asuka rak la'avim le'olam yitzurim yoter mushlamim al yedei ha'avarat ha'bilti mushlamim acharei chalotam et shimush zmanam amaspik la'alat ha'dargat ha'chaim al pi tchunatam. Right? But nevertheless, like we saw, the world, the concept of death, is connected with the idea of raising to a higher level that we cannot achieve in this world. Aval.
That goes also for the tzaddikim?
Yeah. Tzaddikim also go to Olam HaNeshamot, right? Aval ha'avon ba kvar betor hitpartzut mi'amizger. But when we talk about suffering, which is a result of conscious sin, right? Of mezid. When we talk about suffering, maybe let's just look for a jump to a second. I brought for you source number 3 for those who have the sheets. It's not a long Gemara in Masechet Erechin, Daf Tet Zayin Amud Bet. Ad heichan tachlita yisurin. How much is considered suffering? How much do we suffer because of our avirot b'mezid? Amar Rabbi Elazar kol she'argulo beged lilbosh ve'ein mitkabel alav. Somebody who the tailor made him a suit of clothes, and it doesn't fit him. In other words, even that little thing, you know, you could wear it, it's not the end of the world, but it's not exactly what you wanted, that is considered suffering. Matkifla Ravazira Vitema Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani Gedola Mizu Amru. Others say even more than that. Afilu nit kavnu limzog bechaminu mazgulo betzonen, betzonenu mazgulo bechamin. Even if you wanted your helper or your wife or somebody to, or the waiter, say you're in a restaurant and you want them to water that, or the wine used to be very strong, you want them to water it down with hot water, and they do it with cold water, or vice versa, that's also considered suffering. In other words, even the small things that happen in this world, yeah, the coffee's cold, right? That's a good example. That's also considered a yisurim.
If you haven't had good coffee, it says kapara.
Ve'ata mart kulei hai. Mar breder avina amar afilu. What are you saying? That's considered suffering? Afilu nefachlo chaluko. Even if you wear your undershirt backwards, right? It's brought down in the Achronim that a person, if you put your undershirt on by accident and people don't even see it outside, you should put it right side up. Now nobody's going to even notice that, but that is considered yisurim. Even those small things that happen in life that just get us angry, that's also part of the seminar of becoming a better person, of learning our lesson, as we're going to see. Well, why? What does this have to do with becoming better?
That's the way of doing lots of major. That's the indication that you put it on your shirt backwards and you're saying, oh, so you must have been avon.
Yeah, there must have been.
Right?
According to this opinion. Well, every there are different opinions. What is considered Yisurim, but each opinion, according to their opinion, yeah, you must have done some kind of avon. Rav Avitamer of Chizda Avitamer of Yitzchak Vamri Lav Matnita Tana Afilu Hoshit Yado Likis Litol Shalosh Velubi Yadosh Taim. Even if you put your hand in your pocket to take out three coins and you just took out two coins, that's also a Yisurin. Suffering. Davka Shalosh Velubi Yadosh Taim. Aval Shtaim Velubi Yadosh Shalosh Lo. That's not a big pain. You know, if you took out three instead of two, so just put one back. Right? That's not really considered suffering. And, v'chol kach lama, why are we going...
That's considered mitzvah.
That's considered yisurin. That's something went wrong. Every time something goes wrong, you should stop for a second and, repent. And that's what we're going to see soon, what it's means to teach us. Kol shavru alav arba'im yom below yisurim. If somebody went 40 days without anything happening wrong, right? You always found a parking spot. You never had any trouble with your coins. You never had a headache, never a toothache. Within 40 days, kibel olamo. That's when you should start worrying because you got all of your reward in this world. In other words, the Gemara is telling us that all those small things that go wrong, that is part of the game of avonot. Okay, so let us go back. We are in paragraph bet. Aval ha'avon ba. Let's see where we are. We're in paragraph bet here. Aval ha'avon ba kvar betor hitpartzut mi'amizgeret. When is it called a serious sin? When you break the framework. When you break the natural development and you make a statement as if it were against God or against the Torah. Shekvar igia yitaron ha'chayim elea b'shvilo tzarich rak yisurim. And if you're breaking the framework, then there really is only one way to solve the problem, and that is not to just let things go and advance naturally. But we need to have certain things go wrong to have a stop and notice. Lashiv et ora nafshi el mechono al yedei adichduch shel yisurim hamesirim et atavlul haba leshovev da'ato shel adam. Because a person who does something out of rebellion against God and purposely sins, that he has a bilbul, today we call it, that he is confused. Lemor lelibo shu'enenu tzarich la'kir ki'im et ritzono. Right? All I need is, let me run the show. Let me make my decisions. Don't tell me what to eat. I don't need God to tell me what to wear. I don't need God to tell me what to say or what not to say. Let me make my own decisions. To run my own life. Vilola chok elyon, this person says he is rebelling. What is his rebellion? By the way, it doesn't necessarily he means that he goes out and curses God or serves idols, but he has a problem that he does not accept the godly level on which he can and should live. Hamatvelo et darko. Hayisurim omnam yaruhu echshu tamid be'etzem tivo kashur behechreach beretukot shel chukim. Hare, what are these yisurim? Let's look at all those examples that we saw in Masechet Erechin. When something goes wrong, and it's not in my control. If two coins come out or three coins come out, that's not in my control. That's exactly the point. Habibi, you don't run the show. Right? Even if something a person has a small toothache, where does that come from? You know, most people, they brush their teeth regularly, and, they take care, and you might even floss and do everything that the doctor tells you to do, but you still, every now and then, get a toothache. Rav Kook is saying, that's the main point here, that's the punchline. Habibi, friend, you don't control everything. You can do everything by the book, but there still are going to be these small headaches, what we call suffering, in order to open your eyes to tell you, to tell us, that we don't decide everything, that there is a higher decision. And just like the manufacturer who manufactures the refrigerator, earlier the washing machine, he knows how to get the best use out of his appliance, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is our manufacturer, he knows how to get the best use out of this world. And the most basic guideline is that I don't know everything, and that I can't decide everything. And by the way, it's interesting, I once gave a shiur on this, that the Rambam in Hilchot Tshuva, there's a famous question why the Rambam does not list tshuva, returning, repentance, however you translate. He doesn't list it as a mitzvah. What does he list as the mitzvah? Vidui. You have to say those words. Ashamnu, bagadnu, gazalnu. You have to say those words. And everybody asks the same question. So you have to say those words, but that's not the main point of tshuva. The main point of tshuva is to improve, to act better next time. And I think that what the Rambam is saying is exactly what Rav Kook is saying, that the main cause of making mistakes is that very shita of let me do things my way. I want to decide. I know everything. And when the Rambam says, no, you know what, even tshuva, the Torah tells you how to do tshuva. You have to say Ashamnu, bagadnu, gazalnu. You have to say these words. In other words, that's the source of the mistake, is that people don't realize that they need that higher authority. And that I want to, just like man has free will, and it's beautiful that we have free will, but very often we take it a little to an extreme that we tell God, don't tell me what to do. שאם ישווה על פיהם את חוקות חייו, אז ינעם גורלו. ואם יתפרץ מהם, if we accept the godly Torah and the godly wisdom and the godly ideas, as we've seen in the past, that also the Kabbalah and also the Rambam calls the mitzvot etzot. It's good advice. If we follow that advice, ואם on the other hand, אם יתפרץ מהם, יוכח במחוב. Then you're going to have to pay the price. What is paying the price? Well, you want to run things your way? You know what? You'll see that a lot of things can go wrong. And you know what? Go find a parking spot on your own. And a lot of things can go wrong. And you learn pretty quickly. And this is the reason why things go wrong. To teach us that if we think well, we can run everything on our own, things inevitably will go wrong. And this is the basic anava, the humility that we need. And that is why if you totally accept that godly higher level and let him make the decisions. Obviously, there's always free will. You know, you can make decisions how much of this and how much of that. And right, there always is free will. But we have to accept that framework of that Hashem is the one. There's a higher authority who runs the show. And then we won't need Yisurim. So to summarize what Rav Kook is answering to that basic question that we asked at the beginning, that why is it that if somebody does sins by accident, he needs death, which seems like a higher, a more severe punishment? Rav Kook is explaining, no, it's not a more severe punishment. It's simply that in this world, you can't do it alone. You need that higher world, that Olam HaNeshamot. You need that period in heaven. But regarding sins and rebellious Averot B'mezid, for that, we need things to go wrong in this world. Paragraph Gimel. Hachet omnam, and here again we're going back to talking about chet, which is shogeg, an accidental sin.
Omnam u'kolel et ma'amad ha'nefesh shelo nishlama b'chol klaluta. Like we said, in this world, we cannot achieve that high level of living without mistakes. We always will make mistakes. And therefore, the pasuk says, ha'nefesh ha'chotet hi tamut. The nefesh, our soul, who inevitably makes mistakes, we need to die. We need to have that period in heaven. Ha'avon mi'asher et ha'prat ha'mitpares. On the other hand, the avon, that brazen, chutzbedik, avira b'mezid, mi'asher et ha'prat ha'mitpares mi'achug she'afshar lo lagi elav, ufakarati b'shevet pisham u'b'negaim avonam. He needs to be put in his place through things going wrong. Yeah, straighten out the arrow. ההתקוממות תוכל לבוא על החוקים היותר רחוקים מחוש ההרגשה של האדם במטרתם, שזהו תוכן הפשע. That the essence of pesha is, I want to do just that which I feel like doing. You know, I only observe that which I agree with. I don't observe things that I don't agree with, right? We all know this mindset. Al ken rak yisurim michug rachok. And therefore what we need to do is we have to bring in outside factors, what Rav Kook calls far away factors, hanovim mishalshelet hanir'et rechoka, which has nothing to do with me. Again, whether I find a parking spot or not, that depends on him and him and him and him and the size of his car and whether he or she knows how to park, right? These things don't depend on me. This gets us into the mindset of realizing that not everything is in our control. And that's the bottom line. Mikol makom mitkarevet v'sholetet al adam leharalo. Yisurin ke'ela, this type of sufferings, these small sufferings, how much more so big sufferings, yilamdu et ha'adam lisa de'o lemerachok, to get in the habit of looking far. We have a tendency of looking close. We often prefer short-term pleasure rather than long-term pleasure. Even though that farther long-term pleasure we know is more mature, we know in the end it's for our betterment, but a lot of times we just live our lives based on what seems to me and what I do, and we don't take into account that we're part of something big and complex. Laskil el erko shel atzorech hanizgav shel chukim rechokim, that we need these higher mitzvot, these godly mitzvot that only the manufacturer can know betachlitam, and he knows their goal. Lefi kotzer riyato shel adam haprati, and man, through his short-sightedness, doesn't have an ice cube chance in hell of making all of the proper decisions. If you're living your life through just what seems to me, and that which is close, and I run the show, and let me decide, so then that's when you're inevitably going to run into problems. Because you know what? It's pretty logical. Because if I want to run the show, you know what? You also say the same thing. And he says the same thing. And he says the same thing. And he's not going to park right. And I'm not going to get a parking spot. And, you know, we're all, if that's how society is running, then we're all going to be suffering. And as we've learned many times in Rav Kook, Am Yisrael and the Medinat Yisrael, our whole culture, it's a package deal. And just like I want to run my show, you want to run your show, and you want to run my show too, and I want to run your show, and we all want to run everything. And that is why we need a referee who is above it all, and he is the one who decides what to do and what not to do. Right? Again, you all.
That's what the government does.
Again?
The government, everybody wants to do what they want to do.
Oh, all right.
And they don't take in consideration other people's ideas. Yeah.
Right. That's in politics. That's a real problem. Okay. Hamuzgar b'mizgeret matzavo uzmano, that man who really is limited in our understanding, in our time, shevet achitzon, again, what does it mean we're limited in our time? Well, this is connected with the first topic. Because man sinned and we need
to die in order to rise to a higher level, that means that our time is limited, and our sight is limited, and our understanding is limited, and that means that we're going to make mistakes, and that means that we're going to need these sufferings. Shevet achitzon, that is how Rav Kook is explaining the outside rod. What does it mean, an outside rod? That's the whole idea. Habibi, you don't run everything. There are outside factors, including God, right? Including a higher truth. Shevet hachitzon arodebo be'et ha'echreach, when necessary. What does it mean, when necessary? When I basically run the world as if I think that I can run the world. Ha'avon ba ayedei hitkomemut ba'alat panim k'tzarim. The avira b'mezid, the sinning, brazenly, purposely, stems from a sort of rebellion, a short-sighted rebellion. I understand, right? I know what's good, and all the ramifications. We don't know all the ramifications. Even in small things, we don't know ramifications. How much more so big things? Raki talmut miachug hakarov. And here, this is the problem. That we just get bogged down on the small and the short term without rising to the higher plateau. Just think about it a little, and you realize that you can't ignore those larger factors. And this is how we, slowly but surely, are educated to accept the will of others, the will of God, the Torah of God, that I don't understand and I don't decide everything. Everybody takes into account the karov, the short term. We sometimes think that we can also understand the long term. But only really Hashem and the eternal Torah, he really takes into account also the long term and also the short term. Hanigaim yisurim krovim elchug hamargish bahem. When a person is sensitive to these sufferings, by the way, here Rav Kook is alluding to the fact that if you are sensitive, if we are sensitive to small sufferings, we won't need big sufferings, right? The whole idea of the sufferings is to wake us up to everything that we're talking about, right? To a higher authority, to outside factors. I don't run the show. And if I learn my lesson through small things, through taking out the wrong number of coins, so then I won't need big things. Avonam, av shelo yigia lo ta mida hamitatsemet b'imkei hanefesh likrota b'shem haraula hanefesh hachotet. Right? The soul that makes a mistake, that's Yumat. He is the one who needs to die. But this person who has this rebellious aspect to, he doesn't need to die. He can learn his lesson just from things in this world. Right? So you see, it's complex. What is worse? What is better? What is a more severe punishment? What is a less severe punishment? The bottom line is, we get that which we need. U'chishe'ach takir ivutata. And as soon as we realize that we have become crooked, kvar asua yisurim mishlachatam, then the suffering has already done its role, vishav verafalo, and all we have to do is to return to our uncrooked way, and we will once again be healthy. Very interesting category. Just for those who want to look deeper into this topic, you can go and look for our shiur on Masechet Shabbat in Ayah, Perek Aleph, paragraph Mem Gimel 43, because there we are, Rav Kook goes in a totally different direction. But we don't have time to see that. Yeah.